Jazz and Max with your 11 a.m. Z-Lines. In local news, an Ipswich couple and their family have gone viral after showing off a new and seamlessly risky playground equipment that is designed to encourage adventurous play. The video showed off the whole family on what is called the Cliff Rider, a pole that somebody grabs onto and kicks off to swing onto the other side. The company that designed the playground, Compan, described the Cliff Rider as a risky but safe play. Ipswich Mayor Teresa Harding said the park and its equipment have been a huge hit. Children still being held in Queensland watch houses is the greatest regret for the outgoing Queensland Human Rights Commissioner. In a recent interview ahead of the end of his 7-year term, Scott McDougall said he has lost sleep at night worrying about some of the juveniles spending time in the watch houses. I visited a watch house where I saw a 17-year-old who had been detained for more than 3 weeks without any access to sunlight, no access to their family, and no schooling, he said. That would be my greatest regret, the fact that I am leaving the role and there's still children spending prolonged periods of time in the watch houses is something I do have a degree of angst over. Now the recruitment process is underway to find Mr. McDougall's successor, who will be tasked with continuing to advocate for the human rights protections across the state.
In national news, Australian researchers have found disparities in heart attack care between men and women have reduced, but women remain less likely to receive life-saving treatment. It's estimated the gender gap in care won't close for at least another decade without further action. A new study by researchers at the University of Sydney analysed hospital records and heart attack outcomes in almost 30,000 people in New South Wales over 9 years and found that women having a heart attack were more likely to face delays in diagnosis and treatment. Professor Clara Chow said one reason women experienced critical delays was because their symptoms often look different to those seen in men. As a result, women and those around them may not recognise they're having a heart attack, including health professionals who can be slower to diagnose them. These unconscious biases in how we treat men and women are still in the health system, Professor Chow said. A new survey found a generational divide when it comes to rationalising retail theft behaviours. Research is showing that younger Australians are more likely to rationalise stealing, changing price tags, and deliberately misusing self-serve checkouts. More than 1 in 4 shoppers believe retail theft is justifiable, according to a survey of 1,047 Australian adults. The vast majority acknowledged the actions were illegal, but there was a clear generational divide on justifiability. 9 out of 10 over the age of 55 said it can never be justified, compared to a 46% among those aged 18 to 34 who said it can be. The greater acceptance of antisocial behaviour was not surprising in a time of significant price rises and cost of living pressures, an Allied Employees Association spokesperson said.
In international news, UK police claim to have dismantled an international gang that are suspected of smuggling tens of thousands of stolen iPhones to China in the last year. Police believe the gang are responsible for exporting half of all phones stolen in London and raided 28 properties over the weekend as a part of a seize. The initial investigation was triggered after a victim had traced their phone to a warehouse at Heathrow Airport, where it and another dozen phones were wrapped in foil and packaged to ship. For your weather today, Brisbane is looking sunny all day. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news for 11 a.m. Tune in tomorrow with Brisbane Lines. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. Now, you said Ipswich. That's a bit of a trigger word for me because I'm from Ipswich. But anyhow, look, I've got a trigger warning for some others. There could be elements of an old man yelling in a cloud. Very, very well. Risky play, these new things. I tell you what, there's nothing more riskier than those old steel slippery dips that I had when I was a kid.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Like, in summer, yeah. Not very good.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't look very risky to me, you know, like, compared to the things in playground when I was growing up. All right, well, that's enough of an old man yelling at a cloud. You know, it is good for kids to take risks, but we do need to keep an eye on them and make sure they're safe. Thank you for bringing that, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
In the meantime, we've had a little bit of a request. A band from Brisbane in the 90s, who I used to see every time they came to Wollongong, have re-released this seminal track, and here it is. I'll give it a little bit of a language warning. I'm not sure. There might be a swear word in there, but just in case. But here it is on Workers' Power on 4 Triple Z.